Good morning at Coffee Beanery. We have some special guests today, but first you have Britton.
I'm Patty.
And Will.
And then we have our special guests. Debbie, you're on top. You want to say hi?
Hello.
And then Jennifer.
Hi.
Okay. And we are going to be blind tasting some coffee today.
Yes.
Which should be, you know, it's always fun. Patty loves to brew things and not tell us what they are.
I do.
And see if we can figure it out.
But I did promise Debbie I wasn't going to do anything weird, you know, because I did not want to see her or Jennifer spit out coffee on live TV. That would be nice, you know.
On live internet?
On live internet.
Is it even considered TV?
Whatever we're doing here, I don't want you to have to spit it out of your mouth. That would not be kind.
It's on the internet forever.
And to be fair, only Lori spits things out.
Yeah, that's true. She does that often.
Yeah, she does. She's just like, nope, it's not doing it.
It's even like something she likes and she'll put it in her mouth and just be like, I don't actually want that.
Yeah.
Just spit it out.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. But yeah, so we've been threatening or talking about doing this for a while, having guests come on, and two of our very favorite people who always come on our lives graciously volunteered and said that they would join us. And we're just so happy to see you both. We just love you both because you're such great customers. And honestly, you both feel like friends. I message you guys all the time when I need something, or like, hey, or if Jennifer needs a customer service thing, she'll message me and we try to get it done, right? So
that's me being old and not knowing how else to contact you. I'm like, I talked to Patty once and she's in my message history, and now that's my where I go.
That's okay. And you are always welcome to reach out to me anytime. I love that. I'm like, whatever you need.
Good morning, Bill.
I love that. Hey, Bill. And now you get to talk to Bill too.
Yeah. It's so nice to put a face to the name.
Yes.
You know, we see the names all the time. We pull the orders, we see the names, but
sometimes we write on your boxes, you know, hey,
yeah,
happy to see you, you know?
Yep.
So that's the fun of a small family business, right? We get to kind of know everybody.
Patty acts like she hasn't Facebook stalked all of you, though.
What? I would never. I don't know exactly where you all live. I'm just kidding.
She does, too. I had to ask Debbie, I'm like, oh, where do you live? Because I just don't remember stuff like that. And Patty's like, oh, you live in. Yeah. She can probably find your house.
I've never been there, I swear.
Never looked it up.
Doesn't make me so creepy.
Yeah,
thank you. Maybe I will. Maybe we'll go get some Grater's ice cream together, which, hey, I just gotta add, after we talked about it, it came up, you know, you can ship it to your house.
Yes.
Grater's ice cream. Okay, so Ohio has this thing, it's known Grater's ice cream, and it is like this delicious creamy, I don't know how they make this ice cream, but you guys, it is so good. And when you're in like the Cincy area, you've got to get it. I know. I'm just saying. Right. And Debbie knows. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Debbie was telling me
in Columbus also.
In Columbus?
Okay. Nice.
Okay. She was telling me that she tried the Hudsonville ice cream after our live last time. Oh,
how was it?
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah.
We had the Traverse City cherry and fudge.
That sounds good. Yeah. Jennifer, what about you? Are there any delicacies in your area that you like is a must try?
I'm outside of Philadelphia. So all of that.
Yeah.
What does that sound?
I wonder if they're messing on the window. So
they're totally cleaning the windows.
Oh, okay. we're getting the barrel rains. Am I saying barrel right? Is that how you say
it? Yeah, we're getting the leftovers from Hurricane Barrel. Yeah.
The Hurricane Barrel. I was thinking like a barrel.
Give me the
barrel right. That makes a lot more sense.
That does make a lot more sense. But yeah, it literally sounded like somebody was like scooching on the window.
Yeah, I thought something was hitting outside.
Yeah,
it was very odd.
Yeah.
So I thought in Philadelphia, though, they have like some weird like rolled shaved ice or something. Is that it's like somewhere on the East Coast. Don't they have something weird like that?
We have rolled ice cream here.
It's not ice cream, though. It's like almost like more like shaved ice something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's super popular.
Well, I mean, we have water ice.
Yeah, okay. Water ice.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't have that.
I know. Do have it. It's not like a snow. I can't explain it. It's just you need to try it. It's like Rita's is like the go-to brand, and they are popping up all over the country. But
oh, Italian ice.
It's kind of like Italian ice.
Oh, but I love Italian ice.
I love Italian ice. But yeah, I've heard water ice. I thought the difference was maybe they put cream in it or something. Is it creamy?
Well, they make some that are cream-based and some that aren't.
Oh, okay.
My dad's here. Explain water ice, Dad.
Not to put you on the spot. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's, what is it?
I don't know. It's not shaved ice, is it? It's very.
No, it's not shaved.
More pulverized than shaved.
My mom says it's more pulverized. Oh, okay.
We're gonna have to.
Yeah, that's the first thing I'm checking out now.
And figure out what water ice is.
Okay, so the Philadelphia Philly cheesesteaks, is it with cheese whiz or is that like not good?
No, that's the way to get it. See, I don't eat. Okay, I'm bad. I'm a bad. I don't eat. Cheesesteaks, but I eat chicken cheesesteaks and I don't like cheese whiz, so I just get them with provolone. But you can get them either way. But whiz is the way to go, apparently. I don't
number
like
one
it.
Sandwich in America is
number one sandwich in America.
That's right, Dad. Yes,
okay. There was a sandwich contest that Esquire magazine used to have a TV show that was called The Best Sandwich in America. And they divided the country up into like 9 regions, and the guy would go around, and each week he would eat 3 sandwiches. And surprisingly enough, when he got to Philadelphia, he didn't pick the cheesesteak. He picked the roast pork sandwich with broccoli rabe and provolone.
What?
If you never had broccoli rabe and provolone on a sandwich,
no,
it's really, really good.
Apparently.
To make a long story short, that one is the best sandwich in America.
Interesting.
It's a, it's
really
a,
cool.
It's a Italian regional kind of thing.
Okay. Awesome. So we can get it in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Yeah. All over the place.
Okay. Yeah. What is it called? Over. Is there like a name for it?
It's roast pork. It's for a roast pork sandwich.
Okay.
With the broccoli rabe.
You get it with the broccoli rabe and provolone. And if you want to get spicy or something, put long hots on it.
Yeah,
long hots are long, thin hot peppers.
That's
strong. Yeah,
yeah. You gotta go to that area pretty soon.
Yeah, I might as well. Yeah,
take a little trip.
Yeah, well,
you got to do both the cheesesteak and the pulled pork.
And you guys got the two
not pulled pork. Excuse me, roast pork.
What are the two big competitors out there?
Geno's and Pat's.
And Pat's, yeah. Do you guys have a preference? Are you?
Yes, preference is neither.
They're not the
best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia.
Those are just the most advertised.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the tourist trap.
Just go online and find the cheesesteaks in town.
Yep.
Okay.
If you go to South Street, which is a touristy area, but there's Jim's on South Street is a really good
South Street.
Okay,
it's a really good cheesesteak.
Cool.
I'll get a chicken.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Bye,
appreciate your time.
So our Monaca store is kind of close to that, right?
Yeah, they're right outside of Pittsburgh.
I don't know which one's one. Yeah. Should we try number one before they all get really?
Oh yeah, I know which one is which.
Okay.
You know which one's which?
Yeah, because they're in order.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna try number one.
You guys ready? I'm sorry if you're hopefully your coffee is not cold. But
I'm hungry now.
Okay, so number one, we'll try that one together.
All right,
I'm going to say that all of these coffees are on the milder side. There's not a ton of flavor, not like crazy impactful. I'll say
they're not super heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird tasting them blind, isn't it? Because you have almost no frame of reference.
Yeah,
is that like a dark chocolate?
I'm tasting a nut.
It's like something, like almost on that like bitter chocolate side. Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, any thoughts?
I got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe like some caramel or something.
Okay.
There's something at the end that's like almost fruity.
So this flavor is chocolate truffle.
Chocolate truffle.
So there's your dark chocolate. I've been really experimenting with different chocolate flavors lately, trying to get a more impactful chocolate. We have a chocolate indulgence flavor that I really like. Really, and I'm trying to bring in other chocolates to see. I like this flavor. I think it's good. But yeah, it's Jen, it didn't have a lot of flavor to you?
No, I couldn't get that. I don't know.
Did you get that? Okay. Hey, yeah, that's fair. And that's the fun of R&D, right? Like, you might taste something. You might taste something different. You were getting a nut. You were thinking a fruit or caramel.
Like very at the end. Yeah. But to me, it's got like more of that like dark, bitter chocolate taste than like a milky, creamy chocolate taste.
Yeah.
I mean, I love dark chocolate. That's my go-to, but I'm not, it just tastes like coffee to me. It's not very strong.
It fades away really fast, I think.
Yeah, do you have cream in yours, Jennifer?
I don't. It's black.
Okay, we have cream in ours, so maybe that's the difference. Usually that brings out the flavor.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought about bringing some like almond milk or something with me, but I never put anything in my coffee anymore.
Yeah. Nice. We do it both ways when we R&D for real, not in here, but we'll do it black, and then we'll do it with a little bit of cream. And then we do it as it cools also, because the flavor still continues to change as it cools, which is really interesting.
When I think the statistic is like 80% of people that drink flavored coffee add cream and sugar to it. Wow. So
that's wild.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about like 80% of your customers drinking it one way, you definitely want to try it that way.
Yeah.
And so the boys will give me crap because they're like, oh, you know, we call it patty coffee here, right? It's loaded with cream and sugar. But I'm like, hey, I'm just that's one of our customers.
Yeah. Well, and I can see how it is pretty mild just because that dark chocolate flavor is so close to coffee itself that it isn't. You know, it's not it's not a fruit. It's not, you know, it is kind of mild.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Whatever the dark chocolate one is that we did for the Claude Caca, that chocolate cake, that was fabulous.
Yes.
I love that cake.
Yeah. That cake is so good.
Did you make that one?
I did. I've made it multiple times.
Yeah.
It was way prettier than mine, too. It's like a extra chewy fudgy brownie.
Oh yeah. You guys go guess what? So we have got some more baking type ones.
Baking challenges.
I think we're gonna do like 3 baking challenges before the end of the year.
Also, Patty put the list out in an email.
I always do this on purpose because I know what Lori's going to do. Yeah.
So my mom went and signed up for all her spots thinking she picked the easiest ones. She picked the hardest one on every single one.
Always. And I'm like, girl, what are you doing? You know you don't know how to do this. Like, you can barely boil water. What are you doing?
It's very entertaining.
We like it.
I love the baking contests.
Yeah.
We got contests, challenges.
She's so funny. She called me last week. I was on my way up north, though. She called me out of the blue, and she's like, when is your mom's birthday? And I'm like, it's the same day as your youngest daughter's birthday. And she's like, I'm making your mom a pie for her birthday. And I'm like, because we've been talking about doing it since she did the cherry pies.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'll put it in your calendar so you don't forget. So
that's cute.
And hopefully she pits the pitless cherries again. That was so sweet.
We have used that pitter, though. I'm glad she has it because Grammy and Papa brought over cherries and we've had to pit them for the kids.
Yes. So, Bill, half and half definitely brings out the flavored coffee. Absolutely. Like, even the flavored people will tell you that. You should always add creamer, in our opinion.
Well, and that's what we're careful. We buy the, not the French vanilla, because that definitely tweaks the flavor too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the just the original.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the French vanilla has sucralose in it, which drives me nuts.
Yeah. Not a fan of that.
No.
But you know what I do love is the Aldi French Vanilla Creamer. You guys go to Aldi ever?
No.
Once in a while.
Love Aldi. Yeah.
Do you guys have Aldi?
We do.
You do? Okay. Mm. Aldi's the best. You can't do your full grocery shopping there.
I do.
Right.
Do you? Yeah. I do 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get pretty close.
Yeah. Like, we always say, like, man, it's so, like, affordable. How do people, especially with the prices of groceries now, how do people not shop at Aldi for other groceries? I'm an Aldi advertisement. Let me just get sponsored.
I am a terrible brand snob.
Are you?
That's true. And so when we first started shopping there, we're like, oh my God, what are these Cheez-Its? You know,
what is my problem?
We've learned to love the brands, the other brands.
The little whale goldfish are nasty, though. Nothing can ever make those be good. But I like that most of the brand stuff has dye still, but all the Aldi brand stuff has no dye, and they're not allowed to use a bunch of the preservatives. that are in most everything else.
Yeah. And since you avoid food dye for the most part, at least red, with your daughter.
Red, we completely avoid.
Yeah. So important stuff. That's how we found Aldi initially. So
also, to be fair, it's literally across the street from the office.
And that's the problem with where it is in my town. It's like at 10 minutes away. Both the two that are closest to me are like 10 minutes away. And my shop right is like four.
You got to go where it's convenient. 100%. For sure. Got to go where it's convenient.
100%. Yeah. Where we live, everything's 15 minutes away. So it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Well, my Meijer and my Aldi are pretty equidistant, about half a block.
I love that you have Meijer too. Jennifer, you probably don't have Meijer by you, do you?
No. Yeah,
it's kind of like a Michigan, Ohio, maybe Indiana, Illinois. I don't know if it's in Illinois as much.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But yeah.
And Meijer's all Meijers, all Meijers are not created equal, because the one on Hill Road, I will not shop at. Yeah. Their meat department stinks.
I've been in that one.
You have?
I have.
So that means you've been close to us then. If you're ever this way again, you've got to step
really
by.
Good friend in Flushing.
Oh, you do. You told me that before. Well, then next, so you guys know though, if anybody's ever like in the area, you guys are free to stop in too. Like, yeah. I mean, and that's everybody.
We love to do that.
Yeah. We'll roast some coffee for you for roasting. We'll flavor it up. Yeah. You know,
we're here.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
I guess in person. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd love that.
Yeah. We would love that. All right, second coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, I digress. We always digress. Yeah. You know this.
Squirrel. All right. Okay, number two. Ooh.
And that's interesting. So to smell it, it doesn't smell like there's a whole lot going on, but to me, the flavor has a lot more going on.
Yeah, it smells really different than it tastes.
It's very subtle to me.
Mm-hmm.
Any water.
It almost has cinnamon, but I don't think it is cinnamon. Is it cinnamon?
It is cinnamon.
Oh, there you go.
I was getting that jump. It tastes like a cinnamon red hot.
Yeah. What did you get, Debbie?
Are these
it tastes like a cinnamon red hot.
A cinnamon red hot. Okay. I could be behind you on a cinnamon red hot.
Yeah. Never even, okay.
Yeah.
I don't like cinnamon. So everything cinnamon to me is like so cinnamon.
It's like like a cinnamon.
Yeah.
Supreme.
Oh, yes, Belle. Yeah. I was printing subscription labels this morning before I walked into this.
Yes.
So they should start shipping soon. They haven't run the coffee, though, so that's fun. I'm supposed to get the coffee today.
Yeah.
We don't have a drink with cinnamon and chocolate, do we?
We've done like our Fiesta Mocha coffee before. Mm-hmm. That's like a cinnamon chocolate one.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think I ever have done a chocolate cinnamon, which is funny because I love those flavors together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like I got some stuff to do.
Okay. So, what did you get, Jennifer? What were you?
I can't get past the cinnamon.
You can't.
Cinnamon.
I get a very subtle cinnamon.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is it?
This is eggnog.
This is eggnog.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa. Your face.
I've never had an eggnog in my life. So is that what eggnog tastes like? I have no idea.
Wow.
You know, to be fair, I've never had eggnog. So.
Yeah. I don't like eggnog, but this is pretty good.
I don't mind once a year having like a teacup size of eggnog just to shock the taste buds, but that's about it.
Debbie on cinnamon red hot. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is more like a red hot.
So we've done a cinnamon red hot coffee before.
Yeah.
We did the gingerbread box. Like maybe it was like one of our.
Yes.
Right. And then the cinnamon buttons in it. So that was like a super intense cinnamon. This is definitely more muted. You can almost pick up a hint of the nutmeg that you're supposed to get with the eggnog. But eggnog to me was always like, am I drinking raw eggs? No, thank you. I'm not Rocky.
I would have expected something more like creme brulee with a hint of cinnamon. Yeah. That would have been more what I would have expected.
Yeah.
What's in the cinnamon holiday blend? Like what else besides?
So that one would be like cinnamon and like almond flavoring.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've had that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that
We had
one.
Somebody message us the other day and ask us to make that year round. Yeah. And that one is... Mm-hmm. Wait, is that our number one selling flavor?
I'll look for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Michigan
people would
cherry
want that.
Is number one, but I will say cinnamon is in top five and it's only out for 4 months.
Yeah. October through December. So
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is a really good one.
I still have some decaf hanging around though.
Yeah. Yeah. Decaf is like that sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody loves
it. Gotta have my caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I'm with you on that.
But I think I still have three bags.
No, I don't hate it. I just would never call it eggnog.
No.
But again, I don't know what eggnog tastes like.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It honestly, like thick drinks like that really gross me out. So.
Like milkshakes?
I'm okay with a milkshake, I guess, but even Jason got those like thick fruit juices I don't like.
Oh, yeah.
Something about milkshake where it's like ice and supposed to be like ice creamy is okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about shakes that we used to drink? Was that okay?
Yeah, because that kind of had ice. It was, you know, it was like supposed
like
to be like that.
Like a protein with like almond milk and like fruit and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what are those juices?
Yeah.
They're not the V8 ones, or are they V8? They're like really thick.
Oh, yeah. Like a clamato.
Yeah. Kinda, yeah. I just don't like that.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had cherry vanilla this morning, Bill. Oh, yeah. Mm. That one's super good.
Yeah. Did you ladies try the cherry vanilla or any of the new flavors, the apricot, chocolate peanut butter?
I have them all in my my pod box, which I didn't realize I've set up auto renew, and I got it again. And I was all these pods come up.
Do you need to cancel it?
For next time, because I can't go through that many in a month. But
I'll tell Jenna or Jessica when we leave here to do that.
Somebody just did that. They freaked out, and they had signed up for like 5 repeating subscriptions. They were getting something like every week. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, they had no idea what they did. I'm like, just email us. We can help you.
Yeah, like don't scream at us. We'll fix it. Okay.
Yeah. But you did go set all these up.
But we I was so confused because it was like the day that, because my subscription was screwed up last month. But, well, not screwed up. I just didn't realize it expired. So I had to renew it. And then that's why I was talking to Patty. And I was like, oh my God, get me this month. And so that was coming a little later than usual. And then this coffee that you sent for today was coming. And so I had like 2 notifications that coffee was coming. And then I got a 3rd one. I'm like, what is coming now? And then the box came and I thought it was this coffee and I opened it and it was like 48 pods. And I was like, oh God.
Now you just have a lot of coffee.
Well, the good news is that you won't run out for a minute, right?
Yeah.
That's the good news.
I mean, they're good flavors. I do like the cherry vanilla. That one and the apricot are both really good.
Yeah, they're super different. I think they were really good additions to the lineup.
Yeah, I agree. And I like the flavors that are coming out this month in the Americano box, which I don't think we've really talked about yet.
No, because Americano they haven't box? Shipped yet. Americana. No.
Yeah.
Oh, Americana.
It's like a 4th of July kind of box, but after 4th of July.
Okay. But more like the flavors of America, like, you know, this region or that region. But like, not Philadelphia cheesesteak or like,
no.
Or like, do you know what I don't like? And I hope that this doesn't offend anybody, but like the Cincinnati Skyline chili with cinnamon in it.
Never had
what?
It.
What?
Can't do it, you guys.
Chili with cinnamon?
It's disgusting. So like my friend Steve, because I told you we travel a lot for travel baseball, and I always want to try whatever the regional food is. And we would go, and so we're like, oh, we're going to go to Skyline. We're going to try this chili. We're all sitting there, and we're looking at each other going like, what are we doing?
Well, we also have some chili wars going on in Michigan. I mean, we have the, like, Flint-style or Detroit-style chili.
Yeah, and it's, or, like, Coney's.
Like, highly contested, which one you put on your hot dog.
Yeah, and it doesn't have cinnamon in it. I can tell you that.
It still is, like, dog food, though.
Yeah. Well, there's some good ones, you know.
I mean, but to be fair, my favorite chili is Hormel with beans out of the can.
I can't do that. No, nothing from the can.
So maybe my chili expertise is, you know.
Some people make a good white chicken chili. I don't know if they've ever had that. Yeah. Good. Sure. Yeah.
Or in the fall, he'll make like a smoked chili, but he'll smoke all the meats over top of the chili. So it like drips down into the chili and then he adds it all at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you're always eating that and it looks really good and it smells good. And I'm always like, why don't I get any? So like,
because
we
ate it all.
But like next time, can you make more, please?
Maybe. We had some friends over and he made chili and they're like, we need to figure out how to do this.
Yes. Mm, so good. I'd like more of that. Yeah. Okay, should we try the last one?
We can try the last one. Okay.
Cheers, everybody.
We do hints because we have two letters.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which, well, what is it? What is it? Your
the
hint,
letters
then?
Are debatable.
I mean, if you can't read them, right? As you guys saw from my my handwriting.
Okay. What is that?
It's so mild.
It's so mild. It's more. It's creamier, for sure. That's a really mild flavor.
Mm-hmm. So Debbie, I promise you no pickle flavors.
Sometimes I wonder if because they make these in such small batches, if the flavoring sticks to the side of the bags or something. Don't you notice that when we try them, they seem more mild?
Sometimes, yeah, for sure. For sure.
This is a...
I don't know what this is.
I can't place it at all.
I can't. Mm-hmm.
It's something creamy, maybe like on a butterscotchy side, but...
Well, you just said two of the words that are in the flavor, and that would be buttercream.
Buttercream.
Okay.
Yeah. Which would be pretty mild. Mm-hmm. That's basically just cream coffee.
Yeah, right? With, like, I would imagine, like, a butter extract or something being in it. Like, you know, kind of like when you make a buttercream icing.
I like our birthday cake one so much better. To me, that tastes more like frosting.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the sweetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I really taste too, is like a sweetness to it.
Yeah, I have the butter as an aftertaste. Like I feel like
I
would agree with that.
It kind of coats your tongue in an interesting way too, which I don't know if I like it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
That's a hard part about tasting all these flavors. We have probably 70 new ones in your office at all times to try.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for them to compete with the flavors that we've already had and like love.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you walk, like coming up to my office, and Will's office is right across the hall, you can smell like all the flavors. And I mean, it smells great.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, you know, you'll hear us say, like, we don't always love the R&D, the research and development part, because you're trying so many coffees and sometimes it's not fun because you're like, what am I trying?
We try to do six at a time, and we have to do it almost every week.
Yeah.
If we're keeping up on it.
Oh, my God.
So it can be a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, especially sussing out what Patty did to us.
You never know.
You got that right.
But like I said, I didn't give you guys anything weird today. I didn't want to give you the rose flavor.
She was very nice to you.
Yeah, or the Earl Grey flavor. The cardamom we've done before isn't my favorite either, you know?
Yeah.
We've had some odd flavors that just don't really mesh, I'm going to say.
Mushroom. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
When you guys were tasting that, it was like, oh, there is no way I'd even put that in my mouth.
Yeah, that was disgusting. Yeah. I don't know how people drink that every day.
Yeah.
But I still have the bacon in my drawer because I want nothing to do with it.
The bacon?
Really? Did you try it?
No. I don't. Yeah. I don't like the smell of bacon. I don't like the taste of bacon.
Okay.
So I don't even want to think about it. I mean, and I don't even want to brew it for my husband. It's just in the drawer.
That's probably just a giveaway. Then.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have some people who like beg for the bacon.
Yeah. Well, they can have my bag.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some odd flavors throughout the years, like the sage stuffing, the bubble gum.
Sage stuffing,
I loved the sage stuffing.
I still have that one.
Did you try it?
No. I have to open it and grind it because I bought it whole bean and it's too much work.
Yeah. I feel you.
The bubble gum was really good.
I like the bubble gum.
We got yelled at over the bubble gum.
Yeah.
By some guy. He had been gifted a subscription and he refused to try any of the flavors and just said he didn't like it.
Yeah.
And the bubble gum was the real clinching point for him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny to me when like somebody commented on our Facebook, like these flavors are getting ridiculous. And just like,
we try not to do too many ridiculous flavors.
Like, this is just the fun of the box, you know, like, you know,
I like it. I like trying different stuff.
Yeah. And obviously I think a lot of people do too. Right.
What was your, did you have the ice cream flavors yet?
I did.
You did? Mm-hmm. Jennifer, what was your favorite?
I think I like that Neapolitan one. Wasn't that the first one I loved that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
The chocolate strawberry.
That one was so good. That one's like gone. It's like sold out almost.
Yeah.
That one was really good.
What about you, Debbie? What was your
favorite? I like the Neapolitan, but I also really like the Bomb Pop.
The Bomb Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a unique one. I think people are afraid to try it too, which is so unfortunate because we know it has a weird name, but it is good.
Yeah. Yeah. That lime flavor. People are like, lime and coffee? What? But it is. It's so good.
The most interesting thing to me was we were like, we kind of picked the ice creams that we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then we had to sit and go, what's in a Bomb Pop? Like, what flavors is a Bomb Pop?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys have, this might be a Michigan thing, but Superman ice cream. Have you guys heard of that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I think it's more regional.
Ice cream ever.
Yeah. Love it. So, we were going to do a Superman ice cream, and it is, it's like, I think it's like blue raspberry and like lemon and
it's like red, yellow, blue.
Yeah. Like all swirled mixed, together.
Swirled together. Mm-hmm.
But we were trying, so when I reach out to my flavoring companies, and I have a couple, and I'll say, hey, I want a Superman flavor. And they're like, what? And they're actually in Jersey. So they're like,
that's why. Huh? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, what is that? And I'm like, learned. Well, let's do these three flavors together. They're like, no. Yeah, no. So sometimes we have to mix things together to see if we can get the flavors to come out too.
There was the one when we did, it was the hurricane. And we mixed a bunch of our fruit flavored flavorings together here because we just couldn't find anything that tasted. And that's kind of what hurricane is. It's just mixed fruit. Yeah. That turned out so good.
That was one of my favorites, actually. Mm-hmm. I really like that. That was in the New Orleans box.
Yeah.
Or the Mardi Gras box, I should say. Right. But Britton told me yesterday I've got until October to get all of the flavors figured out for 2025 because we have to order the lids for the K-Cups.
Yep.
So I know Bill likes to send ideas sometimes, and you know Debbie's had some ideas, and you know Jennifer, if you have any ideas.
Well, we were approving artwork through December, and then I had an epiphany, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we don't have lids, we don't have January.
Like, I've got to start. Like I have all the themes figured out, but I've got to go in and fill in the flavors.
Not only that, because we have to order the advent calendar for 2025 lids at the same time. So we have to figure that out too.
Oh, geez, really? I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That's so much worse. There were flavors in the advent
calendar that I really wanted in real life.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know, but I have another one, so I'll go through it. I have another, I have an advent calendar that I haven't opened yet. It's a
calendar. Oh, I love that. I love advent calendars. They're like one of my favorite things to get.
And the flavors this year for the advent calendar are so good.
Oh, we're going to be in a Made in Michigan advent calendar this year. It's like all things that are like Michigan products. Mm. And they're going to do our Michigan cherry coffee in it. In one of the days. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But our advent calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is so good this year.
Yeah. I'm excited for
and
it.
And we made the names more descriptive so you guys will know what the flavors are.
Well, I have a coal that I don't want to eat, don't want to brew either.
Do you want to know what's funny about that one is like when we did that one, you know, because it's a licorice flavor, black licorice, which some people like love and some people hate. And I think we've said this before. Do you hate it?
Oh. I hate
and
black
you hate
licorice.
It. I love black licorice and I like the flavoring.
I like some people here.
Yeah. Okay. So do you like black licorice?
Yes.
Okay, see, we like black licorice.
It is. It's one of those love or hate flavors. There is no in between.
But there were a couple people here that tried it who don't like black licorice, and they're like, okay, it's not bad. It's not bad. Maybe they're being nice to me. I don't know.
They probably do like black licorice. Yeah. They just didn't know it.
But I didn't realize.
I like, and I don't want an entire black licorice, but I like an anise and an Italian cookie.
Oh, you do.
So, like, I can take it in, like, I can, I just, it was too much.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
What was surprising though is we had so many people come back and reorder that, and a lot of people said that they were of Swedish heritage, and like that meant that like they really loved licorice because it was a part of their culture. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know,
Bill says the advent calendar was like getting a present every day.
Yeah,
that's why we love them. Yes. We love presents.
His the next comment is really perfect though, because he was like, as soon as it started brewing, I knew exactly what it tasted was going to be, and I didn't want it.
Didn't want it again.
And no, thank you.
Well, and I loved that my mom tricked us too in the stockings,
because
I didn't know our names were on the stockings on the insert.
Yeah.
She had Ashley put all our names and then Cole in your stocking.
I know. I didn't even see that.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I didn't either until she pointed it out. But yeah, the back of the insert was like a fireplace mantle with all our names and then Cole and hers. I mean,
well, I still have it. I'm going to have to go look at it.
Yeah. We giggled when she pointed it out and it was like, oh, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I deserve Cole. Funny. Let's be honest. So.
She loves doing sneaky things like that.
Oh, for sure. Like, just so, like, we haven't had a baking contest in a long time because she wants to keep the
her championship,
her crown that she bought herself. You know, yeah. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Are we good for today?
Yeah, I guess we're gonna get back into the warehouse and get subscriptions.
Oh, good work!
Yes. Yeah, thank you, ladies.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. Yeah, this was so fun. It was so nice to like just see both of you guys in person, and you know.
Yeah, we'll have to plan something again.
Yeah,
soon. And I mean, we could always include people in our baking challenges.
That would be fun.
Because there's three of us and there's four things to bake.
That's true. So. That's true. We could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that we know how the program works.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you.
Yep.
All right. Have a wonderful week. And
yeah. Enjoy the summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, guys. All right. See you guys soon.
Bye.